Welcome to Moving Through and Beyond, a podcast dedicated to sharing inspired journeys of redefining life, vision, and purpose after immense hardship and grief. My goal with this podcast is to give you hope and to let my guest journeys inspire you to make the choice to keep looking up. I'm your host, Carrie Conley. I've started a community dedicated to young adults, their supporting families and friends, focusing on igniting voices and building a future with purpose. Guided by my passionate vision and the transformative Vision is Victory program, we aim to provide tools that solidify self-worth, establish an authentic sense of belonging, and help members like you design a visionary blueprint for their future. We will provide you with resources, workshops, and mentorship opportunities to empower you to overcome obstacles and lead with confidence. Whether you're a young adult seeking guidance, a parent or family member supporting a loved one, or someone passionate about making a difference, you're in the right place. Together, we'll build futures filled with hope, purpose, and victory. Join my Vision is Victory Facebook group and head to the description right now to find out how. I thought I'd talk a little bit about fear today and hopefully shed a new perspective on it. So I'm going to share two of my own experiences in life that I hope will help you if you're feeling any kind of fearful thoughts, fearful emotions. And I know this is not a new topic. There are so many people who talk on it, right? And I've actually talked on it in the past. But in the past several months, I've actually been working with a coach that has been helping me a lot with some of the fear that I have developed around the trauma that I've been through and identifying where those feelings are coming from. So this is an exercise I'm going to share with you that I hope will help you too. So when you have a fearful thought, which could be, you know, a reoccurring fearful thought or several that, you know, occur throughout the day, the first thing is to stop yourself and identify the feeling. Just identify the emotion or the thought that you are having without any judgment. And the second thing to do is to ask yourself, almost like a science project, right? Ask yourself, where is this coming from? Is this coming from something that happened to me? Is it coming from something that I heard from somebody else? Maybe something I was taught as I was growing up? Just identify where it's coming from. And then the last thing to do in this process is to put it in the right perspective and ask yourself, is this really real? I think we've all heard the acronym of fear, right? False evidence appearing real. Most times, if not practically all the time, the fears that we're having are not real. They're just coming from something that triggered it from our past or something we've been through. So we have to just kind of put it in perspective. The second thing I want to share with you is if you're feeling fear, a lot of times we feel like we're going in the wrong direction. We're doing something wrong. We're about to make a mistake. Something's happening that's bad. And what I've learned is that if you are growing and evolving and really wanting to level up as a person and make a big impact, there's going to be fear there because you are stepping out of your comfort zone. So when I identify the fear of where it's coming from, and if it's coming from a place of, I don't know, the direction I'm going, what's the next big step, can I trust the process, I have learned to tell myself that this is a good thing because this means that I am changing and that I'm hopefully about to do something really, really good. If you found this episode inspiring or helpful, please share it with a friend or a family member. In order to be successful on this mission, I can't do it alone. Connect with me at www.carrieconley.com. And don't forget to sign up for my weekly Do It On Purpose newsletter. Let's build this life-giving vision movement together to end this epidemic, save lives, and create purpose.